All right, well, welcome back.
We are live here in the Sandpoint Auditorium. As you guys just heard, this is the new Stewie Hawk Eagles versus Sandpoint Eagles, and this is going to be a tight game. It's tight between the girls that just played. Jonathan Roeder and number 23, Casey Knupik, are putting up for the tip. It's Jonathan Roeder who wins it, goes into the hands of the Eagles.
All right, here comes Colton Mack. He's coming down. He puts one up and finds glass and drops it in for two.
Beautiful.
Nice run by Colton. Here comes
number three.
We have Christopher.
Yep, Christopher's going to take the ball towards the baseline, but he'll lose control. They're going to call that white ball. Yep, Christopher was moving in on the baseline. He goes out of bounds, loses control.
Yep, Christopher just had a little slip on the line, had just a light edge of the foot over the line, but Evan was just doing a nice job of keeping that space, not letting him go. So here comes Colton Mack. He's bringing up the ball. He finds Glenn there, throwing across, finds Alex over on the right shoulder. He finds Colton breaking across underneath on the line. Colton's looking for some help. He stops. He pivots. He's looking for some help. He gives it to Gilbert on the pass around. Alex comes around. He looks back, finds Colton, gets it into too tall. John Rodder, he's diamond. He drifts the ball on the ground. He can't get around this tall defender there. Finds Evan. Evan comes in, picks it off, hops his toe. Colton gets it down. He's going to drive in the paint. He puts it up. It goes out of bounds.
What a save.
But he's going to get called for traveling because he was up in the air, came down, touched the floor, went back up in the air, and he's going to get called on a traveling foul.
Yeah, good effort right there by Colton, and good offense by the Sandpoint Eagles there. Here, they're moving quickly now. There's a good look by number
Donald
three.
Donald Apokadok had the ball, and he passed it back to
Christopher Kumsa. There's a shot. Good for two.
All right.
And 2 points on the board now for, I believe, is that three-point shot, actually, for New Stewie Hawks. So here comes Colton Mack. He's moving quickly with the ball. Takes it to the left-hand side. Down to Evan Wilson at the free throw line. He's trying to work his way down into the post. Contact.
We're going to have a reach-in foul there by Christopher. Christopher had a little contact on that wrist of Evan while he was coming around. And you can guard him, but you can't hold their hand and keep him from going forward. So we've got, for referees tonight, we've got Raynell Gardner and
Troy.
Coach Pogue. Of course, he just finished giving the inductions out there. He just finished up the wrestling season. I was wondering if he was telling him how to do a takedown for a three-point. But Alex Gilbert puts it up from the far corner and drains a three-point shot. And nice job there. It's 5-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Here comes Christopher. He brings up the line. He's got the ball at the top. He feeds it off to Donald. Donald's got
wide
the ball.
Three.
He takes it for a wide-open three. Off the rim, comes down. It's got a rebound. Nice job pulling that ball down, number 24, Nicholas. But he's going to have a reach-over foul, I think, on Glenn Krause, who kind of interrupted that. Then we're going to have a throw-in by number four, Darren Hansen.
Yep, underneath their own basket, New Stewie Hawks got the ball. They throw in wide-open three again for number five. That is Donald. He gets the rebound. It goes to New Stewie Hawks. Moving around with the ball, number 23 has it. Now number 24, Nicholas Petla, he drives in, puts it a nice little fadeaway jumper, doesn't go down, and there's going to be a bump by number 5, Donald Apodcock, and that as he tried to go for the rebound over the top against Jonathan Roeder. So one foul apiece for each team. Here's Jonathan Roeder. He hands the ball over to Colton Mack, and Mack will take it across the half-court line. Nice little man-to-man being played by New Stewie Hawk. Putting some tight defense on them. Jonathan Roeder brings it down. Oh, and he tries to hand it off to Evan, who is breaking into the paint, but it goes out into the hands of New Stew. Quickly moving number three, Christopher. He gets it now to number four, Darren Hansen. Hansen with the ball. Moving around all the way around the perimeter. Ends up in the hands of number 23, Casey Knupik. But they continue to move the ball down. Takes it to the bottom.
Great
pass
inside there. Darren just had a nice slingshot. Went in, didn't get any points of it. Colton's got the ball. He's driving up the right shoulder. He lowers down, finds John Rodder, puts it up, gets his own rebound, gets it ticked away.
Great trip.
Christopher. Nice job. Christopher's going the course. He's putting it up. It's off the top, and he drops it in for two. That's
going to
tie the game at 5-5 at 5:43 left in the first quarter here. Boy, if you're out there listening, I hope you're enjoying the game. Give us a shout on the phone, the email, or even on drop us a little note on Facebook. Let us know you enjoy the game. Like to see where you're listening from, especially your new Stewie Hawk. Give us a shout. Like to know that we're coming in up there. Nice job by Evan. He got the ball off balance, was able to run that one in. It's 7-5.
Nice little hook shot, his signature hook shot. But, man, New Stewie Hawk coming really fast in the transitions back into offense. There's another good look at the three-point.
Donald's got
take
the
it.
Job. He takes a look, and he drives in, but he's picked up. And these guys got great. Nice put up there by number 24, Nicholas. But it doesn't make it. Alex Gilbert has it. He puts it up. Can't quite get it. They rush down there. Look at that. There were three black jerseys for the New Stewie Hawk Eagles. Alex gets the hand in. He disrupts the ball. Glenn Crown picks it up. Alex has the ball. He stops. He feeds it back to Glenn. Kicks. He looks at three. Colton takes a look at three. He puts up. He measures. He goes off the glass. He can't get it. No one comes in. Alex Gilbert has there in a long rebound. Here comes the Sandpoint Eagles settling it down. It's tie. Actually, Sandpoint is ahead. 7-2, and Colton does a nice run down the lane and puts it in from 8 foot out. It's 9-5 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Here comes New Stu, 23. Casey has the job. He puts it up. He can't quite get it, but he's leaning into too tall. He has to forget leaning against too tall John Rotter because Casey there is going to draw the foul on that one.
Yep, so a foul there. Three fouls now for New Stu Hawk. It's going to be a throw in. Colton Mack's going to get the ball from Jonathan Roeder. All right, there's the whistle. The play is in action, and Colton then rings the ball past the half-court line. He'll be bet by number 23, Casey Kanupik. Over now to Glenn Krause. He's going to take it up to the top of the perimeter. Alex Gilbert with it. They move to the baseline now. Colton with the ball. Moving to the post. Oh, and that's going to be a foul against number 3, Christopher Kusma. He was putting too much contact against Evan Wilson, who was on the bottom side of the post. Throw in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Colton calls the play in the action. Finds a nice Jonathan Roeder. Tips it up. Too tall.
Nice job. Too tall. John Rotter gets that one. Puts it right back at the top. It's 11-5 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Nice shout out to John's grandparents who are listening online down in Washington there. So give a shout out. Hopefully that works. But what a little pass going on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. We've got it tied up.
Yeah, so there was a shot by Newstu that went loose and picked up.
We're going to have a foul on Alex Gilbert, 2-3. It was on the floor, and he was getting too much contact to the body and not off on the ball. So it's going to be a quick turnover here.
What that you would puts, call a scrum.
Almost.
Yeah, so
he didn't have quite enough on the floor, but Alex does a nice job on that. He swats that ball back in.
Yeah, and they're going to get another chance for that throw-in underneath their baseline near the sideline for Newstu. That nice little bounce pass in off the glass. Doesn't go down. Flying rebound for Colton Mack.
Great effort by Donald Apakadoc, but he can't get it. The rebound is controlled. Picks out to from Colton to Evan. Evan puts it in for a long two-pointer, and he drops that one in, left unguarded long enough. Boy, I'm really concerned about the guys over in the far corner over there. They got their feet sticking out almost in the floor, and if somebody comes running down over there, I think Coach Tristan's going to get a busted ankle.
Yep. Tristan's sitting right there on the corner, and someone's probably going to be coming over him in a minute there, telling him to move his feet.
Either that or Raynell's going to step on it, and she'll wish they were moved. All right. Thanks, Austin. We got a little timeout on the floor. I didn't see who called the timeout, but we're at 3:40 left to go in the first period. The Sandpoint Eagles are ahead, 13-5. They have a nice 8-point lead. The New Stewie Hawk Eagles are working hard. Coach Makia's got there on the floor, and we were just about ready to get back underway here. So looks like it's going to be New Stu possession. Don, don't forget, if there's a business, a boat, an ownership, and you want to sponsor a team, you just give us a shout. Great effort going in. Glenn Krause was there standing up, but we've got a injured Christopher. He's hobbling back in. He's lifting the left foot. He has done the one-legged hop all the way down. We're going to have number 10. Sean Andrew, a sophomore, coming in to replace him. But Christopher really smacked his ankle hard, and he hopped one-footed all the way from the from his baseline and underneath the basket. I didn't see the action there, but he's in pain. And so we've got a sportsman timeout on the floor. He is really looking to have some help. We've got some EMTs that are responding, and Coach McKee is down there. So what a fast break. I didn't quite see what happened on there, how he got it twisted, but I think he just kind of ran around somebody and it rolled underneath. So Christopher is
he's lying down on the ground. He'll be okay, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, but they're still our great medical team is down here taking a look. They've got the medical bag out, going to see what happens here. It reminds me of the Crawley Classic 2 years ago. Fast break, a player just was going really hard. He fell, didn't look like he fell very hard, but ended up breaking his hand. This is a physical game.
Yeah, this is not a hand. It's definitely a leg. They've got the ice pack out. I don't know. He's grimacing down there. It could be just a huge Charlie horse in those calf muscles. You know, all of a sudden they were out there kind of just, you know, they did a nice warm-up, but all of a sudden this game has picked up in its intensity. So while they're there, you can tell he's in a little bit of pain, but they've got the ice pack, and I can't quite see which part of the leg, but it looks like it's his left leg that they're working on. So,
if I had to guess, I'd say it's closer to the ankle. So there's a break from the new Sioux Hawk team. Obviously concerned about their partner, but got a game nonetheless to play with 3:28 left to go here. Sandpoint is in the lead, 13-5. Now, we've seen Sandpoint take big leads like this before and not been able to hold on to them the entire length of the game. So we'll see how this game continues. New Sioux Hawk is playing a very intense basketball game, keeping energy very high, not letting Sandpoint get any easy plays in, but still doing a good job sinking some baskets. And we'll see how this pause turns things around.
Yeah, looks like they've got, I'm going to guess it's down there on the ankle or the foot because he would not put any weight on it coming back up. I see his shoe is off, and they're doing a little kinesio tape around the bottom of the foot, trying to get it a little secure there. So he's going to be okay. You can tell he's still not very comfortable. I don't know if that's more the pain of the foot or the pain of having to come out of the game so quick into it.
Yeah, it can be equally bad when you're a guy, especially, or just an intense player in general. Having to sit down when your team's behind and you're in a tournament is the worst feeling. And
yep.
Then the other expectation of, is this my season?
Right. You know, lots of questions going on here, but they're tending to him. They're getting him up. He's going to be able to get up and move off under his own power. He's still holding that foot up, but he's going to get off down at the end of the bench, and they're going to get the ice wrapped on. Basically, what they did with that kinesio tape is they got a quick ice pack out and taped it to the back of the ankle and see if they can't help it get going. But here we go. We're at 3:28 left to go here in the first period. The Sandpoint Eagles are at 13. The New Sioux Hawk Eagles are at 5. And coming in to take his place, I believe I saw number 10 is coming in, and that would be Sean Andrew, a sophomore coming in. And he's on John Rotter. So here comes Colton Mack. He has the ball. He finds Evan. Evan drives the paint. He's coming around the corner. He's looking for some help. He gets it down to John Rotter. John Rotter stops, puts it up. He's
going to
get two, and he's going to pick up a foul quickly there by Sean Andrew. It's really tough when you're guarding a guy who's got wingspan and height way over you, and it's really hard to not lean in trying to get that ball, especially if you think you were tall where you used to play, and now you're against a giant.
Oh, what a massive play, and the pass was just perfect. It was kind of like, you know, Jonathan was just cutting into the lane, and Evan just was able to take it. He got it on one side of the post, shifted to the other side, brought everyone with him, and was able to flow it up. And Jonathan will now have a chance to make the 3 points. So he takes a shot. Oh, just
off the front
rim.
But there's Glenn to get the rebound, but he puts it up in the air, and it's quickly stolen by number 5, Donald. They bring it down the floor. There's number 23, Casey. Casey has the ball. He drives around. He dishes out, and he finds Darren. Darren has the ball. He gets it back to number 10, Sean. Sean puts it up, misses the rim. It comes back. Here comes Colton. Colton drives around Donald, or Darren, excuse me. I'll get my glasses on tomorrow. Evan puts it up for two. Can't quite get it. Rebound goes to New Stew by number 4. Darren Hansen has the ball. He's bringing it back up. He takes a stop, and he kicks it left. He finds Casey.
Casey with the ball now for New Stew. Hockey's being tightly guarded. He gets a good pick by number 10, Sean Andrew. Don't do anything with it, but a wide-open shot now for Andrew, and I think they're going to call a travel there. Yep, he took a little bit of a shuffle step. Andrew doesn't like that call, but he definitely did sidestep a little bit there as he took that shot. So that'll be a turnover in favor of Sandpoint.
He didn't have a real big disagreement, but he did have a what?
Yep, exactly.
And it's like, I didn't know my feet were moving. Oh, that happens when I'm out there, too. Here comes Glenn Krause. He gets it quickly poked away, but saves it almost over and back, but it's back in play. And here comes Evan at the free throw line. He's up at the upper post, can't quite get it.
What a rebound.
Colton Mack is running across the floor, and he gets the rebound. He looks at a three. He sets up. He's trying to find help.
Oh, no.
Alex has it.
Alex.
What a pass. It bounces off Alex's shoulder and ricochets right back to Colton, down to Evan on the right post there. He drives
on
the outside lane, puts it in, nice little back reverse hook, and there we go. It's 17-5. The Sandpoint Eagles are moving up. They're not playing sloppily. They're working really hard on their plays.
They
New Sioux Hockey.
What a good trade there. Colton took over the defense right away. And, man, there's number 23 taking the shot. That is Casey. Doesn't go down. Rebound being fought for, and it goes into the hands of Colton Mack. He's going to move the ball quickly over
Glenn Klaus is favoring that ankle of his. It's been taped up and bothering him for some time now. So we'll see how well he does. Here comes Colton. He drives the lane, and he's going to get
blocking.
A blocking foul on number 5, Donald Apakadok. He kind of stepped right in the lane and put a little hip check out there. I'm telling you, this game is starting to look a lot more like Anchorage hockey.
Yeah, it's a pretty physical game out there, but, you know, all in good fun. Colton's going to throw it in on the baseline underneath their own basket. Alex is wide open for three, drains it, nothing but the bottom of the net. Beautiful shot.
Well, you really got to watch when Alex has a chance to get that side straddle look that he gets when he goes perpendicular to the basket.
Oh,
he keeps tackling there. Great steal on Alex Ondarron. He puts it up and drops it in for two.
Keep
great
control.
Steal and tight. And it's 22-5 for the Sandpoint Eagles here at 1:26 left to go.
Yep, here comes Casey. He's going to hand it off to number 5, Donald, who's going to go up. He can't quite make it to the basket. Rebound by Jonathan Roeder, who quickly gets it to a fast-breaking Alex. Alex going to, miss the layup because he had defenders all around him. Evan gets a rebound. Passes off the
nice
back.
Nice job by Donald the pocket dock, and he slaps that ball out of hands, but it's off of his hands. Great way for disruption. We've got some substitutions coming in. We've got Michael Herndon and Joe Ortega, and we've got Alex sitting down along with Glenn Krause sitting down, and it's 22-5 with 1:12 left to go. Here comes Colton Mack. He drives around, puts up a long, swooping corner.
What a reach. He's got long arms.
For as not a great height as he is, he's got great extension with those arms, and he really works them. Nice triple threat defense there on Donald. Donald's not sure what to do. He passes the ball, gets it down to Casey. Casey's working at the right elbow.
Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. Here's number 4 with the ball. That is Darren. He's going to get some good picks to allow himself for an open shot. Doesn't take the 3, though. He finds number 5. Donald, who goes up, he passes now at number 4. Darren, who takes a shot. Darren doesn't make it. Rebound goes to New Studio Hawk, but it's stolen by Colton Mack. He pulls up, takes a free throw shot, and it just trickles all over and goes
bounce,
down.
Bounce, 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 kind of like me when I'm golfing, and we're at 32 seconds left to go. It's 26-5, and we got a timeout called by McKay.
Yep, Makia Walcott going to call a timeout there, and Sandpoint's coming to the bench feeling pretty good about how this game's going so far with 21-point lead here as we end the first quarter. But, man, the issue is not that New Studio Hawk isn't keeping pace. It's just their shots aren't going down. They're having a bit of a hard time getting past the defense and getting down low, which is what they're trying to do. They're not taking lots of long shots. They're trying to work the ball down into the post and having a hard time doing it. But, you know, I don't think Sandpoint should by any means sit back on their haunches.
No, and I haven't seen anybody slack up here through the first quarter. They just got to make sure that they're spreading that ball around and getting people warmed up so that they can all shoot. And if it's an easy run, you hate to not take it, but you like to see them spread around, let more guys. Nice to see Evan getting a lot of work down in the low post. And I see John Rodder is standing up watching the crowd here. So we're going to see what happens here as we get started here for the last 30 seconds of this first quarter here. Haven't heard the word on Christopher.
Yeah, who took the spill.
We'll get that back at halftime here. But here comes New Stu, and they're going to get possession. Here comes Casey with the throw-in. And here comes Darren.
With the ball, he finds Donald.
He finds Donald, and there goes Sean out there, and he puts it up, but can't quite get it. They're working that three-point range, and they just aren't getting the ball to fall.
Oh.
Comes in off the hands of Darren, and interrupted by the Sandpoint Eagles, and Colton has the ball, and he's going to bring it up slow.
Yep, good job by the Eagles there with that turnover.
7 seconds left to go here in this first quarter.
Jordan's going to take one last shot. No, he gets to Jonathan. Jonathan's got to take a shot. He gets it, and it's going to be tipped away. That won't go anywhere near the basket.
Nice,
they didn't realize
Casey
how
coming in and tipping
that
ball away. Had a chance to hit the backboard, but not with that tip away. So that was nice to see. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 26-5 for the Sandpoint Eagles over the New Suyok Eagles. And lots of hustle on the floor. Nice to see everybody out there working hard. Want to give a nice shout-out to our sponsors out there, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, the Shubigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. We really appreciate the support and sponsoring on KSDP and all this basketball. Telalaska, Wastech, Penn Air, serving both Sandpoint, King Cove, and the rest of the southwest part of Alaska. Grant Aviation out of Cold Bay, serving all of us, and the FV Red Hunter. And if you'd like your name on there, whether you're New Stewie Hawk or if you're Lake Clark Air, if you want to help support the broadcast here, give us a shout, drop us a line, find us online. You can bring in your $100 donation, and we'll get your name, business, enterprise. And we're working the bench here. We're trying to get started. The referees are trying to figure out who's got possession.
It's going to go, I think they're saying New Stu.
I believe it's going to New Stu Hawk on the possession. The arrows are right. The bench was right. And finally, the refs are right. So here we go.
Darren Hansen's going to throw it in.
And we're starting this.
We're starting the
second quarter.
Casey's got the ball for New Stu. He's going to drive right to the lane. He's met by Abraham Bravo.
Did a nice job shadowing him, keeping him working to the outside. He comes back in on Casey. Casey's trying to bounce around, get a fake. Abraham's staying right with him, but Colton comes in, grabs in. Colton takes it to the floor. John Rotter picks up the rebound, and here comes Colton. They just can't have an answer. The Eagles are doing a great job of boxing out and getting those rebound positions. They've controlled that defensive rebound here. Here comes a pass down low to Abe Bravo. He puts up, can't quite get it. It's tipped out of bounds. It's going back into New Stewiehawk. Eagles control it, and here comes Darren. Darren's got the ball. He takes it to the right elbow. He's going to find Donald. Donald puts it up off the back iron. Ripped out of the air by Sean. Sean's going to drive, and he's going to kick it back to Casey. Casey has the ball. I don't see much play talk here going on, and here comes Darren.
Yep, Darren's got the ball for New Stu. A pass over there to number 23. Goes off his back. Casey wasn't looking for it, but they get the ball. New Stu, he holds on to the ball, and they try to put it up there. But Colton with amazing between-the-legs backwards dribble keeps the ball in possession as he tries to get it around to the defenders. But there he goes, loose again, picked up by the Eagles.
Oh, those both around-the-back dribbles caused a turnover here, but it ended up back in the Sandpoint Eagles. It goes up. John Rotter gets the rebound. He puts
nice
it back,
hook.
And he drops it in for two, and it's 28-5
yep.
In favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Tight game being played here in a lot of ways with the intensity on both teams going really well. Here's New Stewiehawk with a shot for three, trying to close the gap. Doesn't go down. Rebound by New Stew, who has just been owning the boards. That shot doesn't go up either. Number 23 fighting for it, Casey, with Michael Herndon. It's going to go
jump ball
in favor of Sandpoint. So the boards are being dominated by New Stewiehawk. Sandpoint's getting all their turnovers off steals.
Yes. And looks like we have some substitutions on both teams. We'll catch up here. We got John Rotter sitting down and Ryder Gunderson coming in.
Only about 1 foot separating those two, but that's okay.
Yeah, and that's not right to left. That's up and down.
Yeah, so here's the ball in the hands of Colton Mack. He's looking for the play to get set up. Finds Ryder on the left-hand side of the perimeter, who passes back to Michael, but it's stolen by number 5, Donald, with a good aggressive defensive play. He holds on to the ball, waits for the rest of the team, turns around, puts a shot up off the front of the rim, picked up by New Stewiehawk on the rebound. They control the ball and take it outside to the perimeter to set up their play. Going around the horn now. Ends up on the bottom post. Number 5, Donald, has the ball. He puts it up and off the backboard. Picked up by Sam Point this time. And Ryder's breaking to the basket. He gets a ball on a fast break. Can't quite make anything with it, so he wisely passes it back out to Colton.
Yeah, great defensive hustle there by Casey.
Yeah.
Getting back there and interrupting that alley-oop pass. So Colton has the ball. He drives the lane. He dishes down to Joe Ortega. Joe dishes it back. We have three seconds in the lane violation on Abe. He had his right foot hanging over the line. Just one of those things. Well, I wasn't out in the middle, no, but you're taking up space.
Did you say alley-oop pass or alley-oop?
Alley-oop.
Alley-oop. It could have been an alley-oop.
Well, yeah, we have shorter guys on the floor, so it could have been the alley-oop pass. But here we go. Here comes
number
Darren.
Number 4, Darren with the ball.
He drives down the ball. The New Stew is doing a great job moving the ball. They have just not had a very kind backboard here today. Now, they won their first game against Port Allsworth. Here comes into Darren. Nice spin around, and he finally finds the range, and he does a nice spin around and drops that in. It's 28-7. Took a long time to get off that first nickel. But there we have it at 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And Colton Mack is bringing it back up the floor.
Three seconds into the violation
for Ryder Gunderson. He's going, you're not on defense here. You're on offense. You got to get in and out, in and out, in and out. You've got to keep moving.
These are fresh mistakes that freshmen will make, and it's a good opportunity for them to learn here.
Absolutely. It's nice to see the freshman on the floor working with Colton and getting a little play time here, getting good leadership from Colton, trying to teach these young guys how to play the ball. And here comes Sean has the ball for New Stewiehawk. He's got it at the outside line there.
Good man-to-man defense.
Number 24, Nicholas. Nicholas puts it up, can't get it. Joseph Ortega's there. He's scrambling around trying to get the ball. Long course pass, cross-court pass to Casey.
All right, and they drive in. Nice
and
off the glass.
Nice work that on Casey. He drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, and it's 28-9.
Yep, Colton Max got the ball now for Sandpoint. He's going to dribble across the half-court line with 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Oh, takes it to the right. Nice little floating jumper around the rim, and now he does not get the 2 points. It's going to go off the body of one of the New Stewiehawk Eagles and be a possession for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Throw in on the baseline. Oh, and a substitution as Alex Gilbert comes in and lets Colton Mack catch his breath.
Here's, give Colton a chance to sit down and Alex a chance to run the floor here.
Yep.
He finds Abe Bravo on the way in, but it slides off of Abe's hand, and I think we're going to have a...
I'll still remain here, I believe, with the Eagles. Yep. There's Ryder Gunderson. He's going to throw in the ball, calls the play into action. Hands it to Alex, who quickly gets it to Ryder. High pass to Joseph, goes above his hand and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Possession going to New Stewiehawk with 3:57 to go in the first half. The score again, 28 for Sam Point and 9 for New Stew. Here's 23 with the ball. Casey, he takes it up to the perimeter, met by Alex. Alex pokes in, almost steals the ball away. He's flailing around trying to do some good defensive pressure. Five's got it. That's Donald. He takes it over now to the left-hand side, but pulls back. They're passing it around the horn. Four with it. He's Darren. Down to the bottom post. Darren drives, and he cuts in beautifully and puts a nice layup off the glass. Good for two. Closing the gap here. It's 11 now for New Studio Hawk. 28 for Sandpoint. 3:30 to go. Here's Joseph Ortega being tightly guarded. He takes it to the left-hand side. Down to Abraham Bravo. They move it to Alex Gilbert. Alex back to Abraham, who's really tightly guarded, right around the bottom post. To Michael Herndon. Shot back iron. Doesn't go down, but nice put by Abraham. Almost goes down. Abraham fights for his board. It gets into Joseph Ortega. Joseph passes to Alex, and oh, what a soaring attempt to steal that ball by 23, Casey. And he's going to go over the top of Alex Gilbert's back, and that will be a foul.
Yeah, a little too much contact.
Yep, that was a contact foul in the biggest sense of the word. And that's going to be 7 fouls so far now for New Studio Hawk. Only 2 for Sandpoint.
Yeah, and that's going to put Alex to the line for one-on-one. It's really been a quick-paced game out there. You know, the score is creeping up on New Studio. They definitely have a good shot here. It's 28-11.
And that's
Alex put it up, and he doesn't quite make it in. So here comes
out bounds.
New Studio.
Yep, New Studio Hawk with the ball. They take it across, number 4 with it, Darren Hansen. Oh, down to the bottom post, number 10 puts up Sean Andrew. Doesn't go down, but nice putback by 23, Casey Knupik, and they are definitely trying to close the gap here on Sandpoint. And so here's Joseph Ortega with the ball. He's going to take it to the half court. Now to the left-hand side, Alex Gilbert has it, calling the players into action. He looking for some movement, not a lot happening, so he'll drive into the paint. Nice floating layup off the glass, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. Nice save by Michael. It goes off the backboard and back out of bounds on the baseline, though, but good attempt by Michael Herndon to save that ball. And Jonathan Roeder's going to sub in with Evan Wilson. Abraham Bravo and Michael Herndon will both sit down. Good effort by both these guys, and see if we can't get a couple of couple more points on the board. Sandpoint's score has stood still for the last 5 minutes. Pass
indeed
down to the bottom post. Casey with it. He puts it up. It's off the front of the iron. Rebound by Jonathan Roeder and a foul. Number 24, Nicholas Petla, as he was trying to get back the ball. He'll go to the line for a 1-1 opportunity.
Yeah, actually, that was on number 23, Casey, and he picked up another one. He forgot that John Roeder came in, and he's got another 3 feet in the air. So you got to be careful of that, but that's going to put John Roeder at the line, and that's going to give him a chance.
Yep, so here we go. Jonathan Roeder with the ball, practicing his shots right now, visualizing making the basket. It's part of the game. He gets it now at the free throw line, puts up his big shot. Oh, just off the front iron, but good rebound by Evan Wilson. His hook shot is good for two. 30 now for Sandpoint, 13 for New Stew with 2:13 to go. Here comes New Stewie Hawk, a pass over to the perimeter. We got a substitution, number 11's in now. Oh, and a shot for three is good by number 5, Donald. Great shot. Here
Donald
comes
was left unguarded, and he was able to take his time and set up and get his range in. Nice feed from Alex down to Evan at the low post. He turns, puts it up, and he gets another little floating teardrop that goes in.
Yep,
and
nice.
And it's a 16-point lead. It's 32-16. Here comes Darren running right back up the floor. He finds Donald. Donald made that last three-pointer. He's being guarded by Evan. He stops. He pulls up. 24. Nicholas has the ball. He feeds it back to Darren. Darren drives on the baseline. He's being guarded by Alex.
Fake.
Alex went by. Darren just stops and pops in another one.
What a great fake out of Alex. Just kept him jumping. Good shot there. But Alex with the ball now for Sandpoint. And he'll come over. Gets a couple words from Jonathan. They're calling the play into action. Good movement there. Call it up. Players moving down. Train around the post. He finds Jonathan Roeder. Jonathan now drives in. Underhand layup. Oh, it's good for two. What
I think that surprised
play.
Even John, because he
I
did a nice little underhand finger roll up off the top of the glass
off
and back
balance.
Down in. Had all that off balance and great. But here comes a three-point effort.
Oh.
Nice tip out. Evan's there to catch the second rebound. He wings it ahead to Alex. Alex takes a look. He was going to
should
have taken the shot, but he gave a pass down low to Ryder, and he got fouled.
And number 5 was a great poke out.
Excuse me, didn't get a foul, but he had it tipped out of bounds by number 5, or Donald.
Yep, Donald did a good job defensively there. Joseph will throw in the ball for Sandpoint underneath their own basket. He calls a play, finds Evan right underneath the board, puts up a shot, gets getting fouled it looks like, but neither of them are going in. He'll put up 3 attempts. That last one does not go down, but he will finally get the foul called and will go to the line for 2. That's going to be 9 fouls for New Stewiehawk with 51 seconds to go here in the first half. The score is 34-18 in favor of Sandpoint. Here's
this first half has really gone by quickly.
Yep, quick first half, quick movement. Both teams going very fast. First shot off the back iron. Rebound will be in favor of New Stu. We have a whistle there.
Yeah, it should be a two-shot.
Two shots because it was a shooting foul. So Evan will go back to the line for his second attempt here. The players get down to the post. Substitution has Colton Max coming in to replace Alex Gilbert, leaving Joseph and Ryder both on the court, giving them some opportunity to play the game and get some practice in for the years to come.
That's right.
Evan Wilson's got the ball now. He's going to put it up, and it's off the back iron again. Doesn't go down. Jonathan Roeder gets a rebound this time. His put back off the glass is good for two. So 36 now for Sandpoint. Here comes New Stu moving fast.
New Stu. They better because it's 42 seconds left in the first half here.
Oh, nice,
nice
pass down low.
In, up off the glass and drops it in, and it's going to get a foul on that. Great job by Donald to pick up that fast-moving slingshot of a pass. He gets it up for two, and he's going to go to the line for a one shot.
Yeah, that was a great pass. I mean, just laser pinpoint accuracy plus speed. He was right where he needed to be at the bottom side of the post. Here's his shot. Goes up, and it's good. Right off the back, down low, off the iron. And throw in by Jonathan will find Colton. They've got 35 seconds, and, you know, 21-36, only 15 points separating these teams. It is a very doable thing for a New Stu to turn this thing around.
Absolutely. They're not a give-up team either. You know, they play hard to the whistle. That was an interesting thing, even on the little post up there by Joseph Ortega, getting Darren out of the way, off his rhythm. Alex is just kind of running around, but he's got to make some forward progress here, or he's going to lose that five-second window here. Here he goes. He's making a run in. He finds some help. He gets it into John Rotter. John Rotter's all tied up with two. He's looking for some help. He finds Joseph Ortega. Joseph Ortega puts it up. It
behind
goes
the
up
back.
Behind the
almost
back.
Goes in.
Hit the front of the iron, but it doesn't go in. That would have been the miracle on 49th Street.
So there we go. An off-balance, behind-the-back, half-court shot. It would have been amazing if he had made that one. It doesn't quite go down, but as we go into halftime, the score is 36 for Sandpoint, 21 for New Stu. But, man, New Stu is nipping at the heels, looking for an opportunity to let the momentum shift in their favor.
Yeah, they're just tenacious on their press. They just do not give up. They know that the shots don't fall for part of the game. They're going to keep pushing it out the other way.
Yeah.
So there's only about 9 more minutes left there. Dave, are you here?
Yeah, Dave. Dave's here, man. Dave's here.
Oh, well, Dave, we're so glad that you're here and we're there. And we're going to drop it off to you, and we'll call you back in about 9 minutes.
Sounds good, Pastor.
We're live, and we're still feeling live, and here we are with Austin Roof, Pastor Scott Morgan. We're just getting ready for the throw-in here, the start of the second half of this fifth and final game of the second day of the Trident tip-off tourney here at Sandpoint School in Sandpoint, Alaska, January 15th. Can you believe that? Wow, it's moving on quickly.
Yeah, time's going by fast, as it always does.
And just a quick recount here. Both teams have been playing well. This is the second game of the season and of the day for the New Stu Hawk Eagles. And they are behind right now, but they are clawing their way back in. It's 36-21.
Yep, and here we go. Possession's going to be for New Stu as we begin the second half. Number 23, Casey, will bring it up. He's going to pass the ball around. They're going to get to number 4, Darren Hansen. Hansen with the ball. He'll pull back towards half court. Won't be tightly guarded by anybody. Oh, there's a shot opportunity by number 24. They got him open. Nicholas takes it. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes to the favor of New Stu. Number 5, Donald, gets that one. Pass back outside to the perimeter. They're going to send it around the horn a few times, trying to get a good look for three. And there's a chance right there. Number 23, Casey, that puts it up. Doesn't go down. New Stu again got the rebound, but stolen by Colton. He finds Alex Gilbert breaking to the basket. He does a layup that did not go down. He had a lot of defense around him. He gets the ball back, though, and a nice fadeaway jumper, good for two.
Yeah, on the trail there was John Rotter, and the third trail was Evan Wilson, and they both couldn't get a handle on it, but they tipped it enough that Alex could pick it up on the fourth touch out there and put it back up on his own rebound. So we're at 38-21, and here comes New Stu. Long attempt there, doesn't go up off the rim. I noticed that New Stu is picking up a lot more of the offensive rebounds on this start of the second half.
Oh, my gosh, it's been the whole game. constantly with the offensive rebounds. There's another one, number 23. Casey gets that ball, and wide open shot for number 24, Nicholas, and that one finally
drops
goes in.
That in for three.
Yeah, so 14 points only separating these two teams, and they cannot let these offensive rebounds go to New Stu time and time again. It's giving them too many opportunities. Here's Colton Mack with the ball, though. He'll pull up his dribble. He needs a little bit of help. He finds it in Jonathan Roeder, but this one was stolen away. Johnny drives down the lane. Nice floating layup, and that's down good for two.
Yeah, John's starting to figure out he only needs two steps to cross from the three-point line to shooting range and just drop it in. He's got enough height he can carry that right across the top of the world.
Yep.
I think we're going to go. What's that country that's at the top of the world? What do we say that country is?
Country at the top of the world?
Yeah.
The Arctic?
No. That's the region at the top of the world. I'm going to have to get Edmund back up here. He's good at social studies. New Stu has the ball. They put it up for three. Can't get it, but what a leaping stretch there by number 23. And I think we're going to get a foul on Evan Wilson.
Nope.
Just a good hustle there, but Elvin was telling, hey, hope it didn't come down on your foot, but nice hustle and talk there. I think we've got Michael Herndon is on the floor, along with Colton, Alex,
yep,
John Rotter, Evan Wilson. Michael has the ball at the right elbow. He bounces into John Rotter. John Rotter takes a look, spins it into Evan. Evan puts it up, can't quite get it.
Oh.
Casey says, I can rip that ball out of your hand, but no, you can't rip the ball out of your hand when you got his arm tied up in the middle of it.
Yep, he didn't like that call, but, you know, it was definitely a heavy-duty rip and definitely a little bit of contact there. So Colton's going to throw it in for the Eagles' standpoint. Eagles underneath their own basket. He throws it up, lobs to Johnny, who's head and shoulders above everyone. He puts a shot. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound being fought for. In the hands of Evan Wilson. Evan drives the paint, puts up a shot. That just trickles over the rim. Good for two.
Nice. I don't know if you caught the spin on that, but he had a little side spin to that action,
yeah,
which really kept that ball in control.
A little bit of English on it.
Yeah, Evan's really working hard to get the ball moving, but here comes New Stewie Hawk. The score on the floor there is 42-24 in favor of Sandpoint.
You still haven't told us what the country at the top of the world is. There's a shot for three. Doesn't go down for New Stu. Colton Mack gets the rebound there. And you're going to see a lot more three-point shots going for New Stewie Hawk. There's Michael Herndon with the ball. He puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by number five, Donald, for New Stewie Hawk. They find the ball into number 23, Casey Knupik. He takes it coast-to-coast, runs into the lane, and charging against Jonathan
Rotter. John Rotter was well planted there. He was starting to look like there's oil rigs out there in Cookham. He was definitely planted. But
and Casey took a hard
fall
there, too.
On the back of his head, but he's bounced up and moving on. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Is Alaska, Canada, Russia, Norway?
No, it's over in Asia.
I said Russia.
No.
But China?
Close. Starts with a T.
Tea?
Oh, Tibet or Mongolia?
Tibet.
Considered the top of the world.
Oh, because of all the big mountains. Okay.
Yes, come now. I'm going to put you back to geography. Let's see, who's teaching that class?
It's figurative things.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
But John Rotter, he's too tall. He grabs the ball. He
gets
back to Evan. Evan wasn't quite ready. He's on the floor. He covers up. He loses the ball. Here comes Darren. Long outlet pass. He finds number 11, Davey. Davey's got the ball. He's passing it back around. Can't quite get it. Looks at Darren. Darren takes a look, drives it in, and bounces
nice.
It off the glass. Nice job by Donald Apakadoc to get that ball up and dropping in, going just the way he wanted it. And it's 42-26, 4:33 left in the third quarter. Colton's got the ball. He brings it up. He's not stalling, but he's waiting for teams to set up. He's trying to pull the guys in, bounces down low. Evan Wilson at the post. He turns one way, turns the other, puts it up, can't quite get it. John Rogers there. He plays tip-top, hop doc, and he finally controls that ball on one foot. Colton puts up a long
three-pointer,
and he gets that one to drop in, and there's a 45-26 with 4:09 left to go. Here comes number four. Darren's got the ball. He's working from left to right. He stops. He kicks in. He finds, boy, nice ball movement there by the
all the way around the horn.
Colton in from the other side, and he tips it right out of Donald's hands. A nice, clean tip from underneath. But he almost gets it taken back by Sean Colton. Drives the lane, gives it to John Rotter. He's covered up. He kicks it back out.
They're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. Yep.
Yeah, we had too many guys standing there. It was John Rotter had the ball. He didn't go up and shoot, and they got called for 3 seconds in the lane there. So
yeah, I was wondering about that one. Good effort by the Eagles. They're just, by standpoint, they're just trying to stall the clock out. You know, they make these fast breaks, but then remember, oh, wait, we need to stall the clock. So they pull back. Here's another three-point opportunity for New Stu. That one goes off the side, picked up by Evan Wilson. Colton Mack's got the ball now for Sandpoint. He's got Alex Gilbert to his left, but he pulls up for a jumper at the half court or at the free throw line. And that one sinks. Good for two, 47-26. Sandpoint is in the lead. Here comes New Stu Hawk. Number four has got the ball, Darren Hansen. He pulls back, gives it to Sean. Sean now all the way around the horn. back to Hanson, back to Sean Andrew. And now we're going all the way around once again to the horn. Their strategy at this point is 3 points. They're trying to get as many three-point shots as they can to try to close the gap as fast as they can. And there's an opportunity by number 24, Nicholas. He puts it up, gets his own rebound. Number 10
nice
with a shot now.
Yep. Boy, he took two steps in towards the basket, but he dished it right back to number 11 there,
yeah.
Davey. Davey couldn't quite pull the trigger. Davey tries it again, can't get it. Nice position on the rebound there by Donald.
And they get their 2 points, even though they're not going to get their 3.
They got their 2 points, that's right. They didn't get the 3, and they had four opportunities at it.
Yeah, those offensive rebounds, just out of control.
The disadvantage for New Sweehawk is they've got a lot of ground to make up, and they chewed up a lot of time getting there. Evan Wilson gets the ball. He takes a couple bounces, drives in, puts in, can't quite get it. Colton's there, bounces up. John Rogers there. He fishes back. We're going to find Michael Herden at the top. Back to Alex. Here comes Colton.
Good hands off
all
there.
The way back. Nice movement. But we have a... We have a 30-second timeout. We have a limp or a blood on the floor there by New Stu. He's got to have a 30-second timeout to make an exchange there. That's number 24. Nicholas is going in with a specific limp, and that was a referee's timeout. I think they're getting a Charlie horse or a cramp in his leg there. He was hanging on to the calf, and so he was trying to come back in. So we have another substitution coming in from New Stu.
Yep, New Sweehawk kind of burning through players a little bit here in the injury department. It'll be possession for Sandpoint on the sideline at the half court as we begin here. Full court man-to-man. Colton Mack will get the ball. He's met by number 4, Darren Hanson. He takes it to the right-hand side. Alex Gilbert's got it now, but he quickly gets it back to Colton. Colton Mack to the post with Jonathan Roeder. He's looking for Abraham Bravo. Pulls back and gets it to Colton, who puts a lob up, doesn't go down off the backboard, but the Eagles recover. Now Colton's wide open for three. He pump fakes and drives the baseline, dishes it out to Jonathan Roeder, misses his shot, gets it back, puts one up one more time, does not go down, but he'll get a foul and a chance at the line to get 2 points. And there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, that foul's on the new player coming in, number 21, Cody Gumlick-Puck is a new fella on the floor who came in here. So
great pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we spent a lot of time fishing up in Bristol Bay and got around a lot of Apocadocs and Gumlick-Pucks, and John Rodder puts that one up off the front iron. And, you know, I'm sure there's got to be a radio station fan up there listening, and I hope we get some feedback from the folks there in New Sweehawk that they're listening to the team.
Oh,
but John Rodder misses both, but Alex gets the rebound, hustles his way, and puts a long alley-oop underneath. Hand goes up,
goodness.
And it's 49-28 with 1:51 left to go in the third period. And the boys of New Sweehawk are still playing very spirited basketball. Another effort on a three-point goes to the back iron, comes up. Rebound comes down, kicked out. Colton has it. He drives up, he stops, and he's going to recenter, give New Sweehawk a chance to come up and play defense.
And you know, they have definitely slowed down the offensive rebounds that New Sioux was making to a certain degree here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better job just on position. Here comes John Rodder. He gets the ball.
Oh,
and he's going to travel with it.
Are they going to call that blocking?
I'll have to wait and see. Renee's going to come over. Yeah, number 5. That's going to be a foul on number 5 on
pushing,
Donald.
Contact.
Yep, just a little much incidental contact there.
4 fouls now for number 5. That is Donald Apakadok. And number 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. The score is 49-28 in favor of Sandpoint. There's a lob up to Johnny. He puts up off the glass. Doesn't go down. Rebound by 21. That is Cody Gumlick-Puck. He gets the ball over to number 5, Donald Apakadok. Donald with the ball. He spins around, being tightly guarded by Alex. There's a three-point opportunity by Darren Hanson. That goes off the back iron. He almost gets his own rebound, but can't quite keep his hands on it. Ends up into the hands of Coden, but, man, almost stolen away there by number 21. But Jonathan Roeder is able to regain control, and he keeps it in the hands of the Eagles.
Yeah, advantage that Colton has is he's so low to the floor. He lost that one off his handle, but he's so low to the floor he doesn't have to bend over 4 foot to get down to the ground and grab that thing. And I watch him in practice a lot. He works a lot running down that dribble in a real duck walk kind of play. So
yeah.
he works hard at
he
going up and down.
So much. Number 11 with the ball. They're going to move it in now for New Stu onto the paint, trying to get it into the basket. Can't quite get it. 11 gets the rebound. That's Davey Walcott. Moving the ball around the horn now, back into the perimeter. But they move back to the paint. There is Donald. He puts it up. Oh, just can't go down. Rebound by Sandpoint, and Colton Mack's going to pull the ball back and try to burn out the last 32 seconds of the third quarter. Try to see if they can't get one more shot off before the buzzer goes.
Yeah, he's got to watch. He's got to keep moving on that five-second drill. He's got to go forward. He can't just stand there and stall the ball.
You know, but not a lot of pressure being applied by Darren Hanson there to force him to move forward. There's the last shot. Oh, 2 points, a long distance two. That's going to be 51-28 now. Sandpoint charging ahead in the lead.
Well, let's see which one for Nusu is going to take that last shot with 6 seconds
here
left to go. But Darren's going to have to wind it up and let her fly here. Here we go. Colton did just a perfect thing.
Oh, nice job,
even with Colton's interruption there. And a little handshake from Michael Herndon as Darren Hansen about halfway between the three-point line and the mid-court range, and he drains it for three, and it's a 20-point game.
And what was so great about that one is he just Colton was just like, he took all the time in the world to set up a shot. Colton just dives up, but he like pump fakes and just gets that clean, open shot. Great job nailing it.
You know, sometimes I think players forget that they've got to get back and reload those springs, and they stand there too long, they just get flat-footed, and then the ball goes off. And actually, Colton helped him because he came back down, reloaded those springs, came up, and had a nice, smooth transition. Which brings us to another transition. We want to give a shout-out to our sponsors here. Really want to appreciate the Copper Whale Inn there in downtown Anchorage, and the Shumigan Corporation, as well as the King Cove Corporation. Really appreciate the sponsorship that you folks have given us over the years. Tel Alaska, Wastech Electronics here in Sandpoint. And then again, we want to thank Penn Air and Grant Air, both serving the great regions of Alaska. And a shout-out to the FV Red Hunter. You know, I can't believe there's only one fishing boat in this great fleet that's got a sponsorship going here, but there it is. Here comes the Sandpoint Eagles. We're starting the fourth period. It's 51-31 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Yep, Cole Max got the ball. He's bringing it over to Ryder Gunnarsson. Ryder on the left-hand side of the perimeter lobs up to Michael, who nicely keeps his hands on it. He finds Colton Mack, who takes it to the sideline, drives to the baseline. Nice around the world. Puts it up, doesn't go down. Rebound by New Stuyhawk. New Stuyhawk moving quickly with the ball. They don't have a lot of time to make up a lot of ground. Pass over to Davey. Back now to Darren. Darren takes it down to the bottom post where, oh, great job by Donald Apakadok and taking it for up off the glass. Good for two.
We really have the freshman line out there. We've got Wolf Jackson, Ryder Gunnarsson, Joseph Ortega, and Michael Herndon, all four freshmen, guided along there with the capable hands of Colton Mack, who drives down, puts it up off balance, goes in. No one's in position except for the New Stuyhawk Eagles for the rebound. And here comes Donald running right up the floor. Looks at another three-pointer from number four, Darren. Fought for the rebound, and Donald picks up the ball. We're going to have a jump ball on the floor. Between
Ryder Gunnarsson and number five, Donald Apakadok.
And we have another substitution coming in. We've got number one, Kavila.
Yep.
First time on the floor for Kavila tonight.
Yep, Kavila's going to replace Davey Walcott. Throw in there for New Stuyhawk. Joseph gets a rebound. He has Colton breaking fast to the basket. And he pulls back, dishes off to Joseph. Beautiful behind the hat.
What a nice job. Joseph took that far post and stood his ground. Let the defenders run over. Colton wisely stopped and hunkered down, waiting for the collusion. It didn't happen.
What a pass.
What a behind-the-back laser bullet. And Joseph had the presence of mind to get it. Here we are in the kind of the box-out defense. But Donald's got the ball. He puts it in underhand, a.k.a. Evan Wilson. And he pops it in for two, and it's 53-25 with 6:23 to go. The Sandpoint Eagles are back on offense. New Stuyhawk Eagles are back on defense. You can see a little fatigue, but everybody's still playing sharp. We got the fresh legs of the freshmen, a little inexperienced, but we also got a lot of gamesmanship coming, and the New Stu Eagles are out there working hard. Colton puts up from three. He can't quite get it. Nobody's there for the rebound except number 10, Sean. He gets the ball, kicks it down. He finds Darren.
Three
Darren
points.
Puts up for three. It's in and out. Rebound by Michael Herndon. Passes off to Colton. Running up, looking for some outlet. He's got some help. Ryder's down there on the low post.
Oh,
he gets
great
it up.
Shot
can't
by
quite
Ryder.
Get it. Not enough elbow there. Picked
yeah,
up by Darren.
Good position. Should have used the glass off of that one. But great effort by Ryder Gunnarsson. And here comes New Stuyhawk. 5:40 to go here. Number five, Donald, the Apakadok's got the ball. They take it to the outside. Number one drives the baseline. A little bit too much pepper on it. Cavilla did a good effort there. But here's Ryder breaking away fast. He tries to save it and hand it off to Joseph, who's also trying to save it and do something with it, and they both fly out of bounds in their effort.
Good thing they got pads on those walls, because that needed a NASCAR breakaway, because those guys were going to fly through the wall there. But fun to watch, but no effort, great effort, but just no results, and it's 53-35, 5:19 left to go here in the final period
and
of the last
Stuyhawk's
game.
Looking a little tired right now, it feels to me.
Yep.
Not a lot of movement on the court. They're coming off of a screaming hot wrestling season. Makia Walcott, the coach for the boys, was telling me that I believe that they had 8 boys go to state this year.
Wow, that puts a lot of, and you can definitely tell the guys are athletic.
Yeah, they're built.
They are definitely working hard. They're not slouched. They're not lousy. They're not giving up. They know they have a great work ethic out there. I can just see them as they keep developing their legs, running up and down the court, get their wind back for that kind of work that, I only rested a little bit. It's a lot of work, too, but it's such a different performance.
Yeah.
It's so much stop and go, stop and go, stop and go here when you're running down up and down the court on the basketball, and it's going to be fun to watch them out. So here comes the Eagles are coming back on floor for Sandpoint. Nusu is getting ready to break their huddle, and they have switched off of those little water bottles. I think they're pulling off the gallon jugs now to keep hydrating themselves. My guess is that's probably a lot of the problem with their cramps down there. They're just not getting enough water in the system, and here we go.
Yep, ball is underway here.
He's thrown in by Sean, and Darren picks up the inbound pass.
Yep, Nusiak with the ball into the paint, passed around back to the perimeter for a three-point shot just over the rim, doesn't go down, rebound by Nusiak. Back out to the perimeter as they go, trying to get those three-point shots. They're moving in, pulling out, trying to find someone to get open all the way around. Can't even keep up with the names now as they pass it. But it ends up in the hands of number four, Darren Hansen, who is going to find a wide-open number one, Kavila. That shot goes off the glass. A lot of news to almost got the rebound, but there's a fast break in Joseph Ortega. He gets, the layup off the bottom of the rim. Nice effort by Joseph. Very excited there, and he was moving pretty quick. Kavila gets the rebound. Ball now in the hands of Nusuhawk, and they're going to move it to the perimeter, drive into the paint, and a nice floating shot by Donald Apakadok. 2 points on the board for Nusu.
Yeah, Donald's doing a nice job. He's one of the great seniors that's still out there on the floor with this team, and he's working them hard and keeping them honest, and he's really getting the younger guys watching where they need to be going for their work. Nice pick by Michael Herndon. Gives Colton a chance, but nobody's in there to catch the rebound except number 10, Sean Andrew, for Nusuihawk. And here comes Darren. He's bringing up the ball. He settles him down. Darren's another one of the seniors that's on the floor. Darren and Donald, they put it up. You know, the shot goes up, comes down.
Wolf Jackson
liked to fight that one down, but he couldn't quite hang on to it. It comes down and controlled by Nusuihawk.
2-3 zone being played by Sandpoint right now. Ball into the paint by Nusuihawk. Oh, but Colton tips it out. He's got a wide-open break, but he's got a fast-moving Donald Apakadok. He does a fancy behind-the-back, other-side spin move, but does not go down.
Well, he certainly thought about doing the easy one, but he tried a little more pepper. But he steals another off the rebound, and he's going to come down and slow this one up this time. And we're down to 3:27 left to go, and it's a 53-37 game.
It wasn't necessarily too much showboating. He had Donald coming on him pretty fast. He had to get around. He was not going to be able to beat him. But a little bit of a fan. Oh, there's a good steal by Donald. He gets the ball, drives it. He's got Joseph on his back. Puts a little bit too much on it, so the ball
that
goes
That was a
over.
Nice job by Kavila.
Kavila, sorry, not Donald. Kavila with the ball there. But the Eagles, the Sandpoint Eagles get the ball back, and Colton holds on to the ball.
Yeah,
let some time burn
Kavila,
out.
You shaking his head at himself. He should have had that one in because he had a great steal. Here comes Colton, but he gets it poked out from behind by Darren, and it's going to go out of bounds off an Eagle, and we've got some substitutions coming in. We got Michael Stroud coming on the floor, and Abe Bravo. We have Wolf Jackson taking the seat, and Ryder Gunderson taking a seat.
Yep.
Nice to be able to have those fresh legs moving out there.
3 minutes to go here in the game, 53-37. Sandpoint in the lead. Here's Nusuihawk. Oh, stripped away by Colton. He's got another fast break with two defenders all around him. He looks behind him, Michael Herndon, for a jump shot. It doesn't go down. Rebound is being fought for, and it's going to go off the hands of, I believe, Nusuihawk. Nope, off the hands of Sandpoint. Nusu will have possession with 2:60 to go, and they've got a lot of ground to cover, and time is running out fast. Here's Sean Hansen with Sean Andrew with the ball, passing around the horn to Kavila. He puts a shot, doesn't go down, but rebound Michael Herndon, who sees Joseph Ortega wide open. He gets it to Joseph, who pulls back for a jumper off the glass, doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Colton Mack. Colton Mack will pull the ball out. He's got someone behind him. Yep, there's Sean Andrew. Great steal. Takes it up all the way from the basket. 2 points off the glass.
Nice hustle. Couldn't hear Sean coming by. He's quiet footsteps behind Colton and just popped that ball loose. Kind of did to Colton what Colton's done to Donald a couple of times here. So they know how to play the game. A nice little pick by Michael Herndon, but Colton went the wrong way. Colton's got the ball. He's driving right to left. He gets it poked away. Goes into Michael Stroud's hand. We're going to have
ball.
A jump ball because number 10, Sean, got his hand squarely on the ball. No foul committed, and the possession still stays with the Eagles.
Yep.
Sandpoint.
Eagles at Sandpoint. Underneath their own basket, a throw-in from the baseline. Colton Mack looking for someone. He's running out of time. He gets a high pass to Michael Stroud, quickly finds it back to Colton. Oh, good pick by Michael, allowing Colton to have an opportunity for a three-point shot if he wanted to get a little more distance. But Colton just takes it to the half court. And with 1:40 to go here in the game, Colton will just burn the clock down. Takes it to the left-hand side now. Michael Herndon back to A. Bravo. Bravo over to Colton. They're taking it all around. Just burning up. He goes into the paint. Dishes out to Joseph for 3 points. Joseph Ortega off the back iron. Rebound goes to Michael Herndon. Michael, he's in trouble. He is able to get to Colton Mack in time, though. Colton breaks the ankles of number one, drives over to Abraham, puts up a three-point shot. Oh, just off the back iron. Rebound goes to Nusu, and here comes number 21, Cody Glumkick. And they're going to get another three-point shot. Sean Andrew puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Colton's going to get the rebound, and no one fights for that one. He just holds on to it and is going to walk it past the half-court line as we have 55 seconds to go. And with only a miracle being able to prevent a victory for Sandpoint at this point.
Yep, and I think that would have to be something beyond the scope of my understanding. But the ball's being passed around. They're not working hard to get another point up there. They're just trying to keep moving the ball towards the basket. Colton takes a look, feeds it back to Joseph Ortega, who feeds it down to Michael Herndon. Keep moving that ball. They're looking for some help. They're going to dish it down low. They get it to Michael Stroud.
Sure.
Gives it to back out to the elbow. Colton Mack has the ball. He's telling the boys to get moving around. Gives it to Michael Stroud. He can't get over there.
High arc.
High arc.
Oh.
Doesn't quite make the line. We're down to 15 seconds left to go.
Good effort there by Michael Stroud. And I got to say, a lot of respect for New Seahawk. They have not given up any effort. Here's Cavella. He puts it over to the side. Baseline shot doesn't go down. Pass to Colton. 2 seconds. And there's the buzzer. Sandpoint walks away with the win. 53-39.
Nice.
We got big fans here shouting up big time. And we've got a guest here who's going to come and say goodbye to you with Pastor Scott.